This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into yet another hour of this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Young man, 12 years old, shot to death by the police in Cleveland. The police rolled up on a scene where he was ostensibly pointing a gun at passers-by or people in a park and somewhere in downtown Cleveland. And just as the police roll up, the young male walks towards the car, appears to be pulling up his shirt, ostensibly to reach for the gun that was stuffed in his pants. The officer...
But, of course, this is a plastic airsoft gun, so it's unlikely that he's trying to pull a gun on the cops.
We don't know that, Mark.
We don't know. But the chances... I mean, you don't know what was said, put that gun down! Get the gun! Gun, gun, gun!
I don't know if anything could have been said. The cops rolled up the... It's a snowy day. One of the... When you look at the video footage, which... you know what? I didn't post it, Mark. I don't know if you did, but...
I didn't know.
Okay. We will post it here over on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter when we get a chance. But when you look at the video footage, the cop, at least in the driver's side, definitely has his window up. So if anything's being yelled,
and it is winter in Cleveland,
it is winter. There's snow on the ground.
Well, I guess it's not winter, but it is darn cold in Cleveland.
Cold enough that there's snow on the ground in Cleveland. And so I don't know if the other officer had his window down and was yelling anything. We can't tell for sure in the video. There's no audio track.
Security camera.
What we do know is that as soon as this car comes to a stop, that door on the passenger side is opened, and it appears that the kid then doubles over and falls to the ground. I mean, the guy barely had a chance to even get out the door before blasting. I don't even know if he shot him through the open window if the window was open.
And you can imagine how that would make your ears ring if you're in that car.
Yeah. So it's just a disturbing, confusing situation, and you'd have to think also in the young man's favor, how do you get to age 12? In urban Cleveland and not know that you should not point guns at the police, right? Like, you know, maybe you could say that maybe he was going to point the gun at the police because he was just playing, because he knew it was a toy and, you know, whatever, it's just an airsoft gun, and maybe he wasn't thinking clearly, but you would think that this guy has had enough interactions, or at least has had family members who've had enough interactions with the police, because to where he would be very cautious about dealing with the police, because it's not uncommon for people in urban areas to know that the police are not their friends, that the police aren't there to play a game with you, that the police, you know, they're not there to help you.
That's why cops and robbers.
That's why a lot of people in these areas will not even answer the door when the police come knocking. And that's, by the way, in my opinion, the right thing to do is not answer the door for the police, because they're usually not there to help you. And these, you know, folks living in urban neighborhoods learned this a lot sooner than, you know, white folks living in privileged gated neighborhoods, for instance. So that's why I feel like he was not going to draw his gun, because he should know better by age 12. But, you know, we don't know. We don't know this kid. We don't know any of the details here. You're welcome to tell us what you think. You know, should the police have used more caution in this circumstance? Did they come in blasting unnecessarily, or did they really have a legitimate fear for their life? Was this kid going for a gun handle? The cops wouldn't have known it was a toy if he's just lifting up his shirt and reaching in for a gun tucked in his pants. Was it a completely justified shooting? So I'm going to put this video up on our social media. You can take a look at it. Let's go to your calls. We've got Matt. He's calling actually from federal prison in Marion, Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey there.
My comment on this was, I'm not speaking about this particular shooting.
Right.
But it seems like what's been going on probably, you know, since the Adam 12 Mayberry days, is this evolution of the police trying to eliminate risk down to absolute zero. It's the shoot, you know, it's like taking no chances.
Shoot first, ask questions
later. Always make sure that you go home tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, never take a chance.
I think that's true. There is this officer safety thing that's supposedly paramount when officers are entering into a threatening or potentially threatening situation.
I'll question those in certain circumstances, but I say if somebody's reaching for a gun when dealing with officers that at that point you're talking, it's like a Tombstone. When you're reaching for a gun, that's a deadly threat, in my opinion.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I mean, I saw a statistic where it's lately we haven't had as many officer shootings since about that time in our history. But I think I'm not speaking about this particular shooting where there was the play gun involved, but just the police shooting more often, generally speaking. There's a for instance I can think of is I'm from Fresno, California area. They shot a guy wielding a knife in a wheelchair.
That's crazy.
Not only with their handguns, but with their AR-15s, and they justified it based on the fact that he had a weapon. And I'm, what would Andy Mayberry do? Walk up and put his nightstick in the guy's spokes. You're going to go in a circle.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
You see what I mean? No,
I agree. And, we've had a guy on the show in the past, a former police trainer who quit his job because he was sick and tired of dealing with poor quality recruits, these young people who just want to be what he described as badge heavies. These are people who want to use the power that they have as police officer to just wield that over people for their own personal advantage. And he was really disturbed by it, saying that one out of ten of the recruits were actually a decent quality, and the other nine out of ten were a bunch of, wannabe thugs and really bad news people. So it's just a disturbing trend of poorer and poorer quality police, it seems like, over time, or at least if the people who've been in for a while can be believed.
I don't know about all that, but, I mean, when I was in the National Guard, we used to take the local SWAT teams from the neighboring counties to the Urban Assault School. And I'll never forget one of the SWAT team members from Fresno County. He'd never handled an M60, which is a belt-fed machine gun that fires every fifth round as a tracer. And All day long he kept saying, "We have to get one of these." I'm sure they have one now.
Wow.
But it was just like, this guy's clearly crazy.
Matt, thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue.
Well, it is fun to shoot those big guns. I can see why anybody would want to have them to be able to shoot them. I'd love to have a job where, once a month we got to shoot some really fun automatic weapons. That'd be really awesome. But I don't have that job, and I'm not going to spend the kind of money it takes to go out there and, shoot those things. But, who wouldn't want that?
Bob is in Jackson, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Bob, I think you're listening to WKHM. Go ahead. Do we have Bob in Jackson? Bob going once. Bob in Jackson going twice. Hey, I got you.
Hey, how you doing?
You're on the air. Doing great. Go ahead.
All right. Well, yeah, I just want to just add a little comment. I think the 12-year-old guy, I don't know just how can you say that a 12-year-old boy looks 20 and, like, police are trained to, like, know, like, you know, just the weight, the height, the scale. You know, if it was a bank robber and they see him on camera, the first thing they'll say, okay, he's a male, he's this, he's that, he's that. They're going to point out all these significant. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, and this is a high crime place. As a matter of fact, I think we held the murder capital of the world, like, back in the 80s.
Congratulations.
Like, New Orleans or something like that. Well, no, not congratulations.
I know.
That's
I'm just kidding.
Bad, you know. But the overall point that I'm pointing at is, it's the same thing about the officer in person, as what he said was he felt like a baby to Hulk Hogan or something like that. Like, Mike Brown was like Hulk Hogan.
But he weighed the same thing.
Right, I understand that, but this is a trained officer. You know, I was once a military guy, and if I'd done something to somebody with my training from the military, I would actually be held accountable, and the sentence would be harsher upon me because I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the fact of that I don't get, but I think it goes back to the author, Tim Wise, which says, hey, white privilege.
And I don't disagree with white privilege. I think it exists. I think that white privilege exists. I'm not going to claim that it doesn't. I don't know what people are supposed to do.
There's no black privilege. I can tell you that right now. What black?
Well, I think that there's black privilege.
Hold on just a second.
Black
privilege is getting shot. Well, we see that counting on every day.
It stinks comparative. But I would say that to say that there are places where you can go and feel comfortable where I can't go and feel comfortable is just sort of ignoring some stuff. I had a good friend of mine who's black. I'd go places with him, and sometimes I'd be like, hey, whoops, you know, like I'd feel out of place, and like I might be in danger.
Is that what white privilege is? Is that you don't?
I think you watch the news too much.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you've got more, Bob, hang on, because I want to know more about this white privilege. I've heard about it. I'd like to know how it's defined. Let's get into that here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition continues here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we got plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. You don't have to talk about the 12-year-old shot to death by police in Cleveland, or police, you know, in general. That's not, you know, the only thing we talk about here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you get online and you care about your privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your data online, meaning that your internet service provider, once you start using ProXPN, they'll no longer have any idea where you're going and what you're doing online. You can download the ProXPN app for free by going to proxpn.com/FTL and just grab it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. Plus, you can get set up for Linux. Just the setup's a little bit different with Linux. And then get connected to ProXPN and no more prying and spying. Now, there's more because, yeah, you can get started for free. But when you upgrade to their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent and even get past regionally blocked websites. ProXPN is very handy. And when you use our discount code, you break the price down to about $5 a month. FTL50 is the discount code that gets you 50% off the price of the annual account. And that savings is locked in for the lifetime of your account. So go and get started at proxpn.com/FTL. Also, you can pay with Bitcoin for that annual account. You'll save even more. You'll get 62% off if you use code FTLBTC and then pay with Bitcoin for that annual plan. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Promo codes are FTL50 and FTLBTC. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. I wanted to keep Bob on here for a moment in Jackson. Bob, you said you mentioned this white privilege thing, and Mark, you acknowledged that you think white privilege is a real thing.
Sure.
I'd just like to know from Bob first,
yep.
How is it defined? What is white privilege?
Okay. Well, basically, what I took from white privilege is basically the fact that, you know, after so many years of slavery and after 400 years and 100 years being free, you know, just the fact that your ancestors, not you personally, but your ancestors did certain things. Now, up until today, guess what? You have privileges because of that. You know, I stay in Jackson, Mississippi, but I don't know no white guy that don't have a job. You know,
there's plenty of people in trailer parks white people in trailer parks with no job and collecting a welfare check. So this is why I am concerned. Like, I can understand where you're coming from. For instance, I agree that the man has been keeping black people down. I think that's absolutely true.
No, not the man. That's metaphorically speaking when you say the man, quote unquote. That's metaphorically speaking. Not the man. Not the man per se, the man.
Well, when I say the man, I mean the government, I mean the government mostly. And what I mean by that is that there are laws created by mostly white politicians who are, they're essentially making it so that people, and not just black people, but just poor people in general, but it certainly affects black people, I think, disproportionately because they, as you pointed out, started out from a point of slavery and have tried to, you know, climb up from that point. And these laws are created that keep sort of the bottom rungs kicked out of the ladder of affluence where, you know, you can't start your own home-based businesses in a lot of cities.
Right,
you can't become an entrepreneur, so you're required to get a job if you want to have any income coming in. And of course, then you're just, you know, working for some white guy usually, putting more money in his pocket. So I think there's a lot of things about the way the system is set up that keeps poor people poor, and that means keeps a lot of black people poor as well. But I think it's more of a discrimination against poor people in America than it is anything else, although I agree that there are racist cops as well.
Just so happens under this planet that we stay on, which is a flying spacecraft. So this planet that we stay on, which is a flying spacecraft, this is what it is because it travels.
Is it flown by somebody?
All the time. That's right. And the sun is shining down on us. Now, even though with all this known and all this technology, the only thing that you can even attempt to bring out of all this is that every president before Barack Obama had one thing in common.
Well, I don't know that that's of really any value.
They were all men.
To me, Barack Obama's election showed me.
Wait a Wait, hold on. I'm using it as a vehicle to drive a point. I'm using that as a vehicle to drive my point home, man.
Yeah, but, but I'd like to rebut the point. The point is that there was some kind of glass ceiling in the presidency, but the fact that Obama won proves that there was no black glass ceiling. If there was a glass ceiling, he couldn't have won. Now, the fact is Jesse Jackson didn't win, but maybe people just didn't like him. You know, Al Sharpton, he ran, but people just didn't like him. Barack Obama, this is what I believe. This is why I believe in white privilege, because Barack Obama could, white people could relate to him. He sounded like them. He dressed like them. And he, you know, moved fluidly through groups of them.
He's also half white.
Well, he is half white.
Well,
his mom was white. And so.
White privilege.
Right. That's what I'm pointing out, is that is what white privilege is. Right. And so I'm not saying it's racist. I'm saying it's how people relate to each other. Because I think racism has to do with skin color. I think ethnocentrism, this is the term, or cultural bias, has to do with clothing and where you live and how you talk and all these other things that sort of confuse the situation. And the fact that white officer couldn't tell that a 12-year-old was a...
White. Well, hold on. I want to say something in retrospect. Now, what you said, I agree with. But now, let's just take the Native Americans as the prime example to white privilege. Let's just take Native Americans as the prime example. Now, we all know this land wasn't discovered by Columbus. We all know that.
Right.
Because how can you discover something that already exists? Okay, so the Native Americans here. All right, the white European population. Caucasus Mountain, come down. That's where the name Caucasian comes from, because they supposedly in history migrated from the Caucasus Mountain. All right, so when they came down, they came over to the United States to form their own religion. But it just so happened, it's a catch-22 in there. To be able to form their own religion and be able to prevail like they had to, they had to kill off the native species of the land.
Well, no, they didn't, they were...
Hold on. Well, we all know they destroyed it. But just because they destroyed the Native Americans with smallpox, lace blankets, and all these type of apparatus mm-hmm. used to just basically disintegrate and genocide a whole race, so you come in and take their land. Not only that, but then you make laws on their land and tell them to abide by them. Then you say, well, now, hold on. If y'all want to buy about these, we'll put you on reservations. That's on your land. Not only that, since we sorry.
Oh, it's a tragedy. So I mean, it's horrifying.
Right. But don't forget the final nail in the coffin.
Yeah, we're going to give you $10,000 a month.
Right, and that $10,000 a month.
Never have to work a day in their life.
Well, they don't get individually. No. Wait, don't get under the impression that an Indian gets $10,000 a month. I mean, that may be to groups of them. They get much less than that.
But the money is being issued out.
Right, they're getting money.
I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the call. Thank you for making it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And I think that's the most insidious part, is the free money. Because why do you think there's signs up in national parks that say, don't feed the bears? The reason is because the bears become dependent on the handouts, and then they can't do bear things. Well, the reason
they're also more likely to raid people's camps and come after people.
That's another good reason, too. But, you know, people become dependent on the money, and then they can never go do something more.
But a bunch of, sick tyrants coming over and slaughtering the Indians, I don't think is an example of white privilege. This is an example of people who are sick psychopaths.
I don't think that's that's not white privilege.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
Do you have Bitcoin? Have you heard of Bitcoin? Do you have Bitcoin? Are you looking for a car? Because New Age Auto Sales is looking to be the Bitcoin auto dealer. Bitcoin is a new and emerging economy, and it's been difficult to buy certain things with Bitcoin, cars among them. With purchasing from NewAgeAutoSales.com with Bitcoin, your money never needs to be exchanged into dollars to do this business. NewAgeAutoSales.com, you can check them out for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. You can head on over to their website or give them a call and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership. NewAgeAutoSales.com. I think this is exciting. They're able to fill a niche, and that's really how you make a business work. NewAgeAutoSales.com. As a matter of fact, their cars all come from their rental fleet, and they're all late model, and they're well-maintained, and that way you're not paying for auction fees and transport costs. It's NewAgeAutoSales.com.
Let's go to Danny in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Danny.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here listening to your show, and you're talking about that 12-year-old boy who was killed in, I believe, Cleveland. I believe he was an African-American boy, wasn't he?
Yep, he was black. Yes.
Okay, which has no factor in the whole thing. It's a shame that the young boy was killed. However, how many times have we heard about kids that are given guns illegally? How many times have we heard about kids that have these guns that are plastic, have the orange tips on them, and they take them off? Or they had been torn off, and they accidentally shoot, get shot, because they go at somebody or they commit a crime with that gun.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered in this case because the young man was shot ostensibly when he had the gun in his waistband, was allegedly going for the gun at the time the police claimed that they shot him, or one of the officers claimed that they shot him, as I understand the story. So whether or not it had the orange tip on it would have been immaterial to the decision to shoot.
I haven't heard a story like that, but I bet that it's happened.
Well, you know, how much time does an officer have to make a decision whether or not he's going to shoot or not? You know, he was talking in one segment that, you know, the one gentleman said that he wouldn't have shot the boy. Okay.
That was a caller.
Yes, that was a caller. And he said he wouldn't have shot the young boy. He was a security guard. Okay. It's a decision that's got to be made, and it's got to be made in a split second to save their life and your partner's life. And it's a shame the young boy died. Okay, but
it is. I'm not necessarily indicting the police here. There's not enough information to really go on to say one way, for me to say one way or the other, who is right and who is wrong. I would critique them in suggesting that maybe they came on a little strong in this situation and sort of forced, a scene that otherwise didn't have to happen. Like, what if the cops had approached from more of a distance? For instance, in this video, and again, I'm not an expert on what the best way to approach somebody with a gun is, but in this case, the cops literally roll the cruiser that they're in
into the park.
They're in the park. They're not on the street, and they could have just parked in the street and walked over. But they roll the cruiser up literally maybe 6 feet away from the young man in this video and then pile out of the doors and what appears to be start shooting. So, you know, did they come on a little bit strong? Could they have come at it from a distance? And would that have given more time for them to better assess what was actually happening? I don't know. There's not much you can really glean from the video in this particular case.
Correct. And I haven't even seen the video.
Well, go to facebook.freetalklive.com. It is the current entry on our Facebook
page.
Yeah,
let me ask you this. When you were little, whatever the age that might be, did you play with guns?
Yes, I did.
Did you point them at people?
Yes, I did.
There you go. That's what was sort of happening in this circumstance.
Wait.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago compared to what it is now.
And, indeed.
And when I went to school and I got in a fight in school, I fought with my hands and that was a knife or a gun. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And
so are you claiming this kid fought with a knife at school?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. What I'm making a general comment in reference to what takes place now and when I went to school. Okay,
you're suggesting that things are more dangerous for kids these days.
Today.
I don't know that that's true, but the news would certainly have you believe that that's true.
Oh, once upon a time, you could bring a gun to school, right?
Yeah, and kids got shot at schools back in the day, too.
Hey, Danny, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE.
Where I think race comes into this situation is the places where we don't think it's even there. Like, this is a situation where, what would it have been like if it was a white kid? And you don't know. It's really difficult to say, but I think that when you're dealing with the races coming in contact with each other, that it's difficult to sort of see, like you see a young black man with a gun, that's a different situation for a white person than a young white kid playing with a plastic gun. Like there's a different world that's created around it. Also, we have a situation here where this is the reality. Is people of different races. Black people are not that great at telling the age of white people. White people are not that great at telling the age of Asian people. Because there's just, this is just it. You're just not in contact. You just don't know. And is it good, bad, or indifferent? I don't know. It's just science. So in this circumstance, the officer thought that this kid was older. Does that make the officer a racist? No, it doesn't make him a racist. It just makes him making a mistake.
So I posted the video on our Facebook page with the question, is this police shooting legitimate? And Travis clips in response saying, unfortunately, this looks to be a good shoot. Officer should lose his job, though. Situation could have been handled in a different manner, where it never came to the officer pulling the trigger. What if the cops, instead of rolling up what appears to be fairly quickly, like, you know, coming to a screeching halt almost, not that they would have screeched, there's snow on the ground, but it seems like a relatively fast roll up into this scene. What if they had slowly kind of cruised up, gotten on the PA system. I presume most cop cars have a PA system. You know, get on the PA system. Sir, please put your hands in the air. I mean, they had been called to, you know, been told that there was somebody pointing a gun at people in the park. This guy's the only kid in the park. It's not like they were rolling up on a scene of people who were playing with other kids. He's all by himself sitting at a picnic table. So it's not any question as to, is this the guy? This is probably the guy that is being called on.
Right.
So whether
they shouldn't have a problem shooting him before they figured it out.
Whether it's the guy or not the guy, if they know there's a guy who's been claimed to have been in the park, it's not unreasonable for them to, for officer safety's sake and other people's safety's sake, to say, put your hands up in the air, we're going to get out of the car and, you know, stand right where you are. And then
or tell them to get on the ground or do whatever one's going to do.
Because in this case, I can't imagine.
Put the gun on the ground.
I can't imagine there was much dialogue that happened here. The cops pile out of the car and there's shots fired. I mean, it seems as though the kid hits the ground before this cop's even out the door. In this video. So you can see it for yourself. Make your own determination. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We go to Carl in Atlantic City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carl.
Okay. I just want an article in my Wednesday paper. Tar Sands Oil will come to Perth Amboy, New Jersey. It will be oil from Canada, the oil from North Dakota, coming by railroad trains to New Jersey. And I find it ironic because my two U.S. senators voted against the Keystone XL pipeline. And I'm thinking, really, is it because Warren Buffett owns the trains that this oil's coming to New Jersey? And I have no problem with that because I figure jobs for people in New Jersey. I'm not against it, but it's why not approve the pipeline and the same oil will go to Texas? I don't get it. Can you help me out?
Oh, I wouldn't prop. I have no clue why
they didn't grease enough palms, I guess.
I mean, at this point, I'm just of the opinion that all government programs have to do with back scratching, log rolling, palm greasing,
right,
and all the other things.
Yeah, there's no logic that goes into this. This is just political favoritism and corporate, you know, cronyism. I thank you, Carl, Carl, for the call.
I think the really difficult thing when it comes to when it comes to energy is I don't know. I don't think solar deserves subsidies, but I don't think oil does either. And there's all kinds of tax breaks for oil exploration. I don't think the taxpayers should bear that.
I agree with that. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the shooting of the 12-year-old in Cleveland, oil, or whatever's on your mind, it's Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. We have been talking about police shooting a 12-year-old in Cleveland for ostensibly threatening them with a gun, or at least they thought they were going to be shot, perhaps, whether or not that was a justified shooting. Also, the issue of white privilege has been raised by one of our callers. You're welcome to comment on any of those things or whatever happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, also want to remind you of a great way to help support Free Talk Live. You can shop with us. The way you do it, it's that time of year. Cyber Monday is coming up in a couple days, and of course it's Black Friday weekend right now. There's lots of great sales online. You can go through Amazon at our website. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and then there's three Amazon links. There's one for Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's that simple. You get the stuff you're looking for, the same amazing deals, the same Amazon Prime, the same free Super Saver shipping, all that. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut. Go through shop.freetalklive.com when you're doing your holiday shopping or just shopping for you. That's shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and the fun, we've got John in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, John.
How you doing?
Hey, welcome, sir. Doing great. Go ahead.
Yeah, the white privilege. I live with a black gentleman, and I also work with several black people. And I think the way we view it is that when a black person wakes up in the morning and they go out and look for jobs or try and get mortgages or rent places, they constantly have to ask, did I not get the mortgage because I'm black? Did I not get the rental because I'm black? Did I not get the job? Is somebody watching me at the department store because I'm black? White people get up in the morning and they never even have to think those things. And
I can't remember who it was. It was this lady who's like the only black CEO in America. She was telling a story about how she went to a party and essentially she came with her date who was also black, and essentially she was told, hey, you guys are supposed to go around back so that you can serve or something like that, right?
Oh, now,
well, that's funny, but wait a second. When I was at Home Depot, when I was younger, I used to go to Home Depot all the time. I was working on rental properties and things like that. Mm. I'd have people, usually women, come up to me all the time, especially if I had an orange shirt on, and asked me questions about the tools and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never thought for a second this is making... I don't think that there's anything wrong with being a waiter. Okay? And I don't think there's anything wrong with working at Home Depot. So I didn't think that there was anything wrong about this other than they just thought, hey, I'm a young guy and I could work here. And I usually knew the answer to their questions and I'd help them.
Sure. But I just think in a nutshell, we don't have to wake up every morning thinking those things, you know.
Generally not.
I think that's a good way to define it. I think that's an interesting way to really express that. Because just to say that they're discriminated, that people are discriminated against because of the color of their skin, well, people are discriminated against because of a lot of different reasons. But I think that the way you're putting it is very interesting. Thanks for sharing that, John. Anything else you want to throw out there?
No, I think that's about it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
But the other side of that coin is when you have to guess every morning whether or not you didn't get the job or get whatever based on your, you know, were treated rudely in the checkout line because of the maybe because of the color of your skin, sometimes you're going to guess wrong. Mm-hmm. And it is, I think it's counterproductive to be guessing because you'll guess wrong sometimes. Like, I think that, sadly, and I'm not claiming that this is fair, that's why I believe in white privilege, but sadly, the best thing to do is rise above. That's all you can do is rise above. Be generous in spirit to people who know less about race than you may experience on a day-to-day basis, and that's all you can do. Try to be gentle in dealing with people. We're all getting from one place to another, from birth to death, the best we can. Hopefully we love each other on the way.
Rakia is on the line in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Rakia.
Hi. I am listening to your show, and I really like some of the topics that you're talking about. It seems really interesting.
Thank you.
And
Go ahead.
Pretty much, I'm not going to ramble on. I'm just calling because I am an African-American woman. And just to add to what John had said earlier, I thought that was really, really accurate, you know, as far as white privilege is concerned.
What's accurate about it, and how do you see white privilege in your life?
Morning, as an African American, and say for instance you are not employed, you know, you do have to question, you know, do I have enough credentials to get the job? You know, as African Americans, I know you say rise above, and that's what we do, you know, from all athletics so forth, from that into unemployment, we feel as though we can't just be average. We have to be above average because in this world, what we live in, we are always judged. And when you wake up in the morning and you feel like you're being judged from everything from what you put on your resume to your name, like Rakia is a very odd name.
Yep.
So to me, I guessed your color based on your name.
Know,
and you have to question, you know, sometimes I abbreviate it because I think, you know, maybe that would get me a job better because of my name. And that's something that white privilege, you know, I'm, that's my name and I'm glad of it. But that's something that a lot of people who are not not African American, you know, possibly any other race, you know, has to face, you know. In addition to that, there's, you know, everything from walking down the street, you know, you have to smile and make sure you actually grab another person's attention and eye contact because you want them to know, listen, I got money in my pocket. I don't want to rob you. You know, I could fully function and take care of myself, but you don't know what the next person is thinking.
Yep.
You know, we all don't know each other on a regular basis. And until we get to know somebody, that's when you kind of can let down your guard because you say, oh, this person's a great person, whatnot. But as an African American, you wake up in the morning and you do have to question, you know, everything from, you know, hello?
The reason, yeah, it's interesting. The reason you're doing that is because you have been discriminated against, right? Because if you'd gone through your whole life and had not been, you know, felt as though somebody had treated you differently or had actual evidence that you were treated differently because of the color of your skin, then you wouldn't be questioning these things. So it has happened to you in your lifetime more than once, presumably often enough to make you do this. I mean, how often has this happened to you?
Every day I'm alive, you know.
Every
you
day.
Have a question. Every day.
You have a question.
But
that's the thing is you don't. A lot of this, you know, there's the obvious and glaring instances, and the rest is sort of it exists in the periphery of your vision. It just kind of it's like somebody waving their hands by your ears. You really can't tell.
You know what? I can totally understand what you're talking about with the peripheral of your vision. You know, because me, in addition, you know, my hair is not really long and wavy. You know, I don't have any relaxer conditions. My hair is natural in its natural
yep.
state, you know. So therefore, you know, I have to be very confident within myself to actually be able to set myself apart from, you know, just, you know, the stereotype of, you know, I have to look, you know, relaxed, you know, so other people really, you know, rely on me to feel comfortable. I have to, my smile, my attitude, my positiveness, all that comes forth, you know, and exemplifies who I am as an individual. So, you know,
yeah, there's a lot of,
even
there's a subtext. There's a subtext that many whites don't know. Go ahead.
I want to say something about, you know, the child, you know, and I have to let my kids, and I have a son and a daughter, you know, who are African American, and I do have to let them know, you know, regardless of the neighborhood you live in, which we live in a really nice neighborhood, you know, majority of the people that we live in, you know, are, you know, of, you know, Caucasian descent, you know, we still have to remind, I still have to remind my kids, you know, hey, you are a black kid, you know, that, you know, it could easily be my son, you know, in the park, just like that little boy. And like I said, you know, if I tell my son, you know, if you see a police officer or you see a police car, you immediately raise your hand. You know, you don't look in your arms. My son has asthma. You don't.
Yeah, these aren't conversations white people have with their kids.
No.
These are not conversations white people have with their kids.
Which is why I'm shocked. Which is why I'm shocked that this 12-year-old actually, you know, allegedly raised his shirt as though he was going for the gun.
You know what? Little boys, I think, really like him, and for whatever reason, I don't know why he had that. He might have just been like Trayvon Martin, new to the area, not knowing, walking down the street. He went to the store, got some drink, not knowing that some guy was looking at him, thinking he was, some kind of person he didn't belong to. This kid, who knows what he was, it's the holiday weekend, whatever.
Right.
You know, who knows?
Yeah, I think he must have been completely oblivious, which is... That's why it's such a surprise to me.
But when the police officer, and I haven't seen a video, but to me, I am too broken up to see the video right now. I can't do it. Some things are just too much for me. That would be a video that would be too much for me, especially if I'm knowing what you said, and I've heard that the police officer rolled up on this child 6 feet away and literally did not, you know, if I spoke to a young man who was Caucasian, he was a teenager, and he said him and his dad go hunting, you know. That's something that as a black person, if we wanted to do, you know, we have to think twice about, you know, I'm not saying it's a bad thing or not, you know, people do it all the time, but we have to think
Rikia, twice
about
I want to thank you for your call and the thoughts tonight. Thank you so much.
Sorry,
I appreciate it. There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free. We've got plenty of time to get you with your thoughts on the air. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBucks to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.